Hey everyone, welcome to the show. You're listening to Can I, the Latchell podcast named for the acronym Continuous and Never Ending Improvement. At Latchell, we have a deep belief that you can't get better by staying the same. And our podcast is here to give you the tools and resources you need to achieve healthy growth. As a Y Combinator-backed company, we know what it takes to have rapid, accelerated growth, and we want to pass our learnings along to you. At Latchell, we help property managers and landlords grow and scale by taking over 24/7 maintenance operations. We've developed an innovative mix of software and on-demand support to help do that. Each week on this show, we bring on industry experts and we dive into the topics that'll help you shape your business. Welcome to the show. Let's get going. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the session. I'm Ethan Lieber, the CEO of Latchell, and my guest today is Marco Nelson from RentCheck. RentCheck is a mobile app that standardizes the move-in and move-out process. It streamlines the security deposit deduction process, empowering residents to maximize the return on their security deposit, also while ensuring that units are left in the best condition with the lowest amount of maintenance required. The reason I'm so excited to have you on the show today, Marco, is I think RentCheck is an awesome tool that can help our property managers listening to the show increase their net operating income, decrease the maintenance cost with unit turns, ultimately creating more streamlined processes and a more profitable company. Marco, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And maybe we can actually start with a quick overview from your words on what RentCheck is and what RentCheck does.
Yeah, so I think you did a great job. I mean, we're a technology platform that helps property managers and landlords not just attract good residents, but also empower those residents so that they can have a better rental experience and act like the landlord or property manager themselves and take care of the property during that stay. And our approach into making that happen was providing the renter with a guided walkthrough inspection in the app that guides the renter or the resident through the walkthrough on how to document a property at move-in, lets them know that, hey, if you leave the property in this condition, you're going to get your deposit back. So that while they're staying there, they treat it well and they do the same process at move-out. Then we do a side-by-side comparison showing, you know, what had changed during that rental process, and then it makes it easier on the tail end to settle any disputes that the renter or the landlord may have during the lifetime of the rental process. And so that's kind of where we're focused at. And the reason we got into that was because we think, residents have had a bad experience in the past of losing a deposit, and they think all landlords or property managers are out there to take their deposit. And so they want to protect themselves from those bad apples, but by giving them a tool to do that, and it also empowers them to want to take care of that property, but it also holds them accountable so that if they do any damage, they kind of know that the writing's on the wall and that, you know, they're less likely to have a dispute with the landlord over that.
I think finding win-wins in property management can be really hard sometimes. And what I love about RentCheck is it's a win-win proposition. You are incentivizing the resident to take the best care of that property. You're teaching them beforehand how to take care of it. You're teaching them beforehand what the consequences will be if they don't take care of it. And in turn, it's a win for the property manager because they can turn those units faster, get them rented faster, make more income there, make their customers happy, right? Yeah. That owner wants just as much rental income as possible. And you're not losing out throughout the life cycle of the resident being there on all the unnecessary maintenance that sometimes has to happen if the resident isn't taking care of the place.
Yeah, exactly. And I think another piece of it is, you know, I've been a landlord for, you know, over a decade now. And, you know, when you have rental properties, your focus should be on keeping those units full, you know, keeping them leased out, and then turning them as quick as you can. And one piece of, you know, that always took up a lot of time was going to different properties, doing these inspections. And so by us providing a guided walkthrough that the renters, any resident can follow, that's as good as if I was doing it myself. that frees those hours up that I can be spending on, you know, marketing or reviewing leases or getting more people into the units. So one is the cost saving on the term, but the other thing we're focused on is like, let's offload these inspections and these back and forth with the renter so that the landlords, property managers can focus on, you know, the core business, which is keeping units full, you know, getting leases done, marketing their properties.
So the idea here is the resident downloads the app, you'll have pre-built move-in forms. They use the app to go through, check them, just like your move-in checklist, right? If you're a resident, you have that move-in checklist, you want to mark it down, say, hey, property's all in good condition, thumbs up everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like that, but it's more detailed because it's a virtual tour. So it essentially, based off the property details that are set up by the landlord property manager, it's going to walk that resident through the property as if I, as a landlord, was walking with them, telling them, okay, that's the fridge. Take a picture of the fridge, the front of the fridge, and then answer these questions. What's the overall condition? Are there any scratches? Are there any dents? Does the water, you know, water dispenser work? Okay, they mark all it in, and it says, okay, now open the fridge, take a picture of inside the fridge. You know, does the light work? You know, ask some questions, and it's that detailed by room, by feature within room, so that it's, you know, at the end, we can do a side-by-side comparison very quickly, you know, and show apples to apples. This is the front of the fridge to the front of the fridge, and it just makes the, at the end, comparing everything much, much quicker and kind of standardized.
So at the end of the, let's say the move-out process, let's go there. Yeah. Is the resident also doing that same virtual tour, or at this point is the property manager or landlord going in, marking everything, taking pictures of, you know, any damages that happened, and then doing the side by side?
Yeah, so the resident does it, you know, when they're just about to move out, or they could do it prior so that they can like have an overview of what changed and they can try to fix those things themselves if they want to, or clean things up better. And then once they do it, the full report gets sent, you know, for the landlord to view, and they can view them side by side. And then once they move out, if they want to go in there and take any additional photos, they could do that for the change, or they could review it. And if everything looks good, they could say, hey, you know, everything looks great. Here's your deposit back. Go on and have a good life. So
awesome. Let's talk about the case where maybe there's some damages.
Yeah. So if
how does that work?
Yeah. So if there are damages, you know, the reason we do it, a guided walkthrough, and everything's tagged and done in the same way, so that it's very easy to see what may have changed. And they can't hide it based off of taking a photo of something else or just not taking a photo of that. They're forced to. And so if there are damages, we highlight those within the app, you know, based off of the rating, the questions, et cetera. And then, you know, the landlord has a chance, and the resident, to review those, and then they can, if there are damages, they can, you know, assess what they think the damages are worth, you know, and so they can present the resident with what they, you know, what they think should be deducted from the deposit.
And I imagine that report that they get at the end, after they're saying, okay, here's all the deductions, I imagine they can use that to give a high def view of what actually has to be worked on in a turn. And they can provide that to get an estimate from like whoever the turn crew is.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it can be used for. And then we also have a turn inspection that's a guided, that's essentially the same thing that can be used exactly for that, or used after the fact to just highlight what things you want fixed before the next resident is going to move in, or it's going to be ready to lease out.
How did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, so it's an interesting story. I've been a landlord for the past 10 years, kind of just as a side hustle. I was in the military, you know, moved every 2 years. So always bought a property, would move, buy another property, kind of, you know, always thought I would acquire real estate as I moved along, did other things because I enjoy doing that. And then I also am an app developer. So I spent, you know, the last 5 years, spent half my time building mobile apps for myself or for, you know, friends of mine who had ideas or clients that I would run into, and then half my time buying homes, you know, flipping them or turning, you know, renovating them completely and turn them into a rental property. And so during that time, I had, you know, properties in state and out of state. And one area where I always kind of wasted a lot of time, or, you know, spent a lot of time, was going to different properties or paying somebody to go to those properties to do inspections or document them really well. Because if, you know, there are damages and I want to keep that deposit, I always like to, you know, have the proper documentation just in case, you know, you get taken to court or whatever. And then still when it would come time to move out, even you know, when they moved out, even if I had the documentation that I took, but I didn't share with them, it was just to protect myself. I would still argue with them because they just couldn't remember based off of a piece of paper what it looked like the day they moved in. So they would just assume that things that they did were already there a year earlier. It's hard to remember.
Yeah.
And so it still was a lot of disputes back and forth. And so I was kind of thinking about this of like, hey, how do I solve this problem so I could focus on other things? And so bringing my mobile technology experience, I thought about that. And then about 2 years ago, I decided to go back to do an MBA. And I was kind of pitching this idea of an app for this process to classmates. And one of my classmates was in the process of suing her landlord. And she won because she had timestamped photos of the day she moved out that showed what it looked like. And the landlord had photos that the property looked different. And so I kind of took of like, she was kind of passionate about the renter side of like, hey, I just want a tool that I can protect myself. And, you know, I thought, well, if we combine these and we empower the renters and, you know, help them protect themselves, but also hold themselves accountable, and it saves me time as a landlord. And, you know, they'll probably treat the property better because they expect to get their deposit back instead of going in like not knowing if they're going to get a deposit back. Then that's probably a win-win for both of us. And that's kind of how this kind of rent check came to life.
Yeah, it's awesome because I've seen myself the view from both sides. Obviously at Latchell, we 24/7 maintenance for property managers. Yeah. So we're dealing with the maintenance issues all the time. And some of the stuff residents do to the homes are crazy.
Yeah.
Like you'll get issues tenant caused and you're sitting behind the other end thinking, how did this even happen? But I've also been in the situation where I've been a renter and I've rented homes that weren't in the best condition.
Yeah.
The most recent case I can think of was from a few years ago. I rented a home and the carpet was thrashed. There must have been like 20 cats living in this home before I rented it. And of course, when I move out 2 years later, I get a bill for replacing the carpet in the living room.
Yeah.
I'm like, luckily I had timestamp pictures as well.
Nice.
But you know, the other thing is like, there were probably damages that I didn't even notice that I had unintentionally made, dings to doors, things like that, that weren't even marked on that deduction.
Yeah.
It probably should have been. And so there, you're in a way like, I'm sitting there like, well, I'm being mischarged for the carpet. That should never have happened. And I'm probably not being charged for like, you know, the things I didn't even notice I had done, dings and doors when moving furniture and, you know, all that jazz.
Yeah, for sure. And so our take is, you know, we're, you know, since me and my co-founder, we both come from the two different perspectives, like we're really passionate about sitting in the middle and making this a transparent process that's fair to both sides, so that if landlords are the ones that are being the bad actors, then the renter should be protected. And if the renters are being the bad actors, then the landlord should be protected. And, you know, they shouldn't feel bad about keeping that deposit or feel worried about getting taken to court or, you know, whatever it may be. And so I think in the past, this has just been kind of an area that's been an afterthought with just like a paper checklist. And, you know, mobile devices are everywhere and the cameras on these devices are really good cameras. So why don't we put that to use and just, let's start in the beginning in like a happy place where the renter and the landlord can say, hey, this is what it looks like. This is beautiful. If it looks like this at move out, we're both going to be happy. And if things change, then we'll be able to see them and we can discuss in a fair manner of what that's that deduction should look like.
So at Latchell, we work with, you know, some individual landlords, you know, managing anywhere between like 1 to 10 homes. That's a really small part of what we service. And then we have a lot of property management companies. You know, fundamentally, like Latchell is built to help companies grow and scale maintenance operations. So we end up with a lot of customers with 200 units trying to ramp up. And then we have some that are thousands of units still ramping up.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter who you talk to, whether it's your DIY landlord or the professional property management company, everyone wants to see the proof in the pudding. Do you have success stories already racked up that you can tell us about?
Yeah, we do. So we've had, you know, since our product's been out there, you know, there's probably been, a good portion, you know, I'd say, you know, 100 unit, turns that have happened. Mm. And we haven't had any, I mean, maybe they haven't told us, but everybody's said that the turn has been a good experience and there hasn't been, a big dispute over, if there were damages, there wasn't dispute over it. Or there wasn't, you know, material damage that was significant to cause any issues. Now that may just be because, they picked the right renters to use our product, but, you know, time will tell. But this kind of goes to our other hypothesis is that, you know, if landlords, property managers, empower the residents in the beginning, they'll be on the same page and that just being on the same page from the get-go and not, you know, in the dark or not knowing what you're going to get charged for as a renter or if you're going to deposit, kind of sets the tone for the entire lease period. Yeah. And that leads to, you know, successful outcomes. And so I think we'll have more and more as we kind of move into like the bigger areas or bigger complexes where they know exactly what their maintenance turn or average issues were on units. Mm. And as they use us, does the average maintenance go down on the units that they've used rent check? And so that's kind of something we're excited to track more and test so we can prove out the bigger value, which is lower maintenance, not just saving time on the inspections, but the lower maintenance.
And during the residency, right? Yeah, that's huge. Obviously like there's a lot of data you'll collect as this scales and you'll be able to use that data to continuously improve and make the whole process better for everybody. But it sounds like already what you have is awesome traction, creating a good move out experience. And one of the things I've noticed is the move out experience is one of the biggest places for property management companies to rack up negative reviews online.
Yeah.
And so if you can use an app like Rent Check to make that move out experience one expected. So even if they are going to have deductions, they're already going to know what those are. It's not going to be a surprise. But two, to make that move out seamless, you're way more likely to get positive reviews after a tenant has moved out. And that's the point where you're most likely to get a negative review.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And that's something that we think is another value add besides the maintenance is that when you start on the same page, they know when they see it at the end, they can kind of based off of the beginning photos, they kind of see that, hey, like I really did damage that a lot. It's probably come out of deposit. If they're just in the dark the whole year and they're, you know, thinking about it, then they just get slapped in the face, you know, with no pictures to see what it looked like before and after, like, you know, pictures tell 1,000 words, like you can see pretty clear what happened. So they'll be more upset. And in that period of being unhappy, they'll write a bad review, even though that the rest of their experience, you know, 95% of the experience renting there was enjoyable. But that last little bit gets them upset because they may have really needed that money or they were expecting that for something else. They just feel like they got screwed. And so I think that's a big thing. And then also just, you know, being able to evaluate the damages and get them their deposit back or let them know how quickly they're going to get their deposit back is another thing that residents really struggle with because lots of time they're out of pocket two deposits and it may be a financial burden. And if they don't know when they're going to get that other deposit, is it going to be 15 days? Is it going to be 30 days? Is it going to be 60 days? Mm-hmm. That's something that's weighing on them and may also likely lead them to write a bad review in that period. So we think our platform will help, that make that experience great and then get that good review or prompt them to leave a nice review if they have a great experience.
So, you know, I know there's all this data you'll be collecting as Rent Check scales. I'd like to dig in though to your company.
Yeah.
And that startup journey. Can you tell us how many people are in the company right now and who's in the company?
Yeah. So right now it's, myself, I'm the CEO, been the, you know, lead developer thus far, built everything. My co-founder, Lydia, she's, you know, graduated, or has a legal background also. So she's a JD MBA. So she kind of does everything else, run the business, you know, operations and everything. And then our marketing, our branding. And we just hired, recently, Lucy, who's our head of product, to help us kind of manage our product roadmap. And, you know, as we keep building, make the experience. And me being an engineer, I kind of built the initial version from an engineer's perspective. So now we're kind of really digging in and making the experience much better, from the, you know, the user's perspective, which we're, you know, we're doing right now. And then we hired a junior engineer. And then we're kind of looking to bring on another lead engineer right now, because we got a lot of technical stuff to build out with the product and integrations and whatnot. So we're slowly growing. But the hires have just happened That's over awesome. The last 2 years. Me and my co-founder just graduated from our MBA in May. So just kind of trying to ramp things up.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
I love companies at your stage. I mean, Latchel was at that stage just a very short time ago. And the beautiful thing about being lean is you can move so fast.
Yeah.
And as you learn things about, you know, your customers, you can adapt, you can improve. And the amount of value you add, like month to month, is huge. It's like you get this exponential curve when you're just lean like that, working directly baked into like your customer's ecosystem, building toward them. That's awesome. Curious, like, what has your marketing strategy been recently?
Yeah, so we haven't done, you know, up until this far, we haven't done any marketing. We're just starting to kind of, most of it's all been organic, you know, just through Google search or, you know, in the App Store. So we've kind of, you know, been fine with that. But now that we kind of have built our product out to scale a little better, and we have a couple more employees, we're starting to work on, you know, my co-founder, most of what she's done is just some content stuff on our blog, and then kind of a little bit of, you know, we tried some Google ads a little bit. Seems like organically people are searching for ways to document properties or do move-about inspections. And so, you know, we're just kind of starting to dabble with, trying to do some marketing, and, you know, if it's more on the, going to be on the partnership side, or if it's more going to be kind of direct marketing, reaching out to property management companies. We've thought about doing that kind of, you know, through outbound, stuff. So we're kind of in the stage of thinking through that now. And part of the reason we haven't done any marketing is that we're not kind of, you know, exactly settled on what segment of the market we're going after. And so we're kind of like, we're kind of thinking through that, you know, I love the small guys. Cause I, you know, I think at one time I had, you know, 10 properties. So, you know, that's a market that, you know, oftentimes is underserved with tools because they're just hard to reach. And so, you know, we're probably for our business focusing on them, in the short term, isn't going to, you know, get us to grow at the rate we want. We have enough interest coming from those with, you know, larger portfolios, but we always want to kind of keep our product available to them so that those with 1 to 5 to 10 properties have a tool to make that. We want this experience to be good for everybody across the rental landscape. So,
yeah, I mean, I think you have a universal product. It helps anybody renting a home that wants to create efficient processes, that wants to create an efficiency on the back end and serve that resident well. I think when you look at property management companies, there's a whole market. They have their own marketing component where I see this being helpful. And as a landlord, like, I'm not probably too concerned about negative reviews, because are you going to leave like a Yelp review? And yeah. Who's going to look for that? Yeah. But as a property manager, like, that's huge these days. I mean, that could determine like if someone moves in or doesn't move in. If you have a 2-star review on Yelp and you're getting trashed for like withholding deposits or like doing a bad job with maintenance. So I think a lot of our listeners with larger portfolios, whether it's single family or multifamily, are going to look at what you're doing at RentCheck and say, that's huge. This is valuable. I'd like to use it. And I think they're going to have some questions. So maybe I can ask a few of the questions that I think maybe our customers would probably ask you if they were considering using RentCheck.
Yeah.
Cool. So the big one, and Latchell gets this all the time. We were talking about this actually before we started the show, is do you integrate with our system of record? So for Latchell, a lot of our customers use AppFolio. AppFolio is a closed system. So we can't do any kind of like API integrations, but we've built things to help our customers with AppFolio, like Chrome plugins to pull data in from Latchell so that they don't have to do data entry, simple stuff like that. There's other platforms like PropertyWare or Rent Manager that have open APIs. Do you currently integrate with any of these? Are you looking at integrating with them? Is it even something a property manager should care about?
So we currently do not. It depends on, you know, the size of the portfolio and how they manage the move and move outs right now. I mean, for us, we're definitely, you know, determining which ones, you know, and prioritizing which integrations we're going to go down. We're definitely, you know, integrations are in our future. But, you know, kind of depends on our product roadmap and the things that we keep adding into the product. And if those integrations and how deep those integrations are necessary. You know, I think right now, if you want to do, you know, get all your properties set up, like we can do that. They can provide all of their units and we can put that all in the database so that, you know, the inspections, you know, go off the details, mostly bedroom, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms. Then if there's other specific things, we can put that in our back end.
So it's a pretty simple onboard process, like an export and you're getting
export and we can get them all set up. And then, you know, that's pretty easy. And then it's kind of the only other thing is dates, move in, move out dates and who the resident is. So we can do that. They could export and we could do that and have that all set up, pre-set up, and we can handle that. Now, obviously, like down the road, if it gets too burdensome, there is integration where we could probably, and that's probably what we'll first. So as those dates may change, move-in dates, move-out dates may change, and those will automatically get updated. So that's kind of probably the first thing that would need an integration, but it depends on how many units you have and how many are turning over each month. Once we get them all set up, they're kind of set and done, and we can handle that. And then it just depends on how many are turning over and how often does it like happen last minute or day of. And usually those ones you could just do in app yourself if you had somebody, or we're building out a desktop login for the landlords, property managers right now. We're kind of in beta version of that, but we'll have some desktop functionality that they could just do that. Those one-offs that aren't scheduled, they could do those themselves and it would be fine.
So funny bit on Latchell real quick, because I never talk about this, but it's relevant. When we first started, we were mobile apps only. We had two native mobile apps. We had no web app, no desktop app, nothing.
Yeah.
And all of our customers came back and they're like, this mobile stuff, like, I just want to be able to log in from my computer when I'm at work to see what's going on. Like seeing all of my maintenance in a mobile app, this is too much. Give me a web app. So that's awesome that you're building that, because I know your customers will really want that. So we have a couple questions here. We won't do a demonstration of the product. I see Tom asking about that because of the capabilities of Crowdcast here. And there's this conventional or traditional knowledge in like the software space where you never do live demos because you're bound to hit bugs and things will break if you do live demos. But where could people see like a demo or maybe like a video of how it all works?
If they email me or if they go to our site, getrentcheck.com, you know, we can send out what our detail, what the inspection report looks like after somebody, you know, follows the app and documents it. And then also we have kind of a demo, kind of what the walkthrough looks like from the resident's perspective as they're following the app, you know, so you can see what that experience looks like of how they document the property. So they can reach out to me at marco@getrentcheck.com or visit our website and then we can show that to them.
Awesome. And we had another question. Do you complete the turnovers after move out?
Do we do any of the work?
Yeah.
We do not. We probably will pass that to lateral so that they can perform that work.
Right. So I met Marco, for everyone listening, I met Marco maybe 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Something close to that. Yeah. And when we first met, we were just sharing ideas and talking about how cool a partnership would be. But yeah, maybe sometime, you know, in the future, we'll be able to partner to provide some of those turns.
Yeah. I was just saying, to speak on that, like we definitely, you know, want to be the de facto tool for documenting move in and move out, documenting what the turn looks like. We definitely don't want to, we're not focused on providing the people to do that. And so that's why lateral would be a perfect partnership, or, you know, other maintenance companies, because, you know, we want to provide the tool to make that seamless and a good experience, but don't necessarily want to perform the work or do that. So.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to connect you with Johnny at Resi. Who's chat. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you can actually see the chat here.
Oh, let me see if I can expand it and see. Oh, let's see. We'd like to set up a chat with our team.
We'll get you set up on that after we're done here. I'm curious, as you were coming into this industry, building this, getting started, what are some of the hurdles you found in building your business?
I think the biggest hurdle was, understanding kind of which direction to take it. We kind of launched, I'm a developer, so I try to build something as quick as I could. And we launched, one thing, wasn't called Wrench Check, but, we learned from customers that, they wanted something else, or they wanted some additional things. We had a little bit of the core of it, right? And so I think it's easy to kind of like stay heads down and build what you want to build. But I think it's kind of balancing that with like your vision of what you think the future is, and then knowing who you want to serve and whose lives you want to make better, and like really listening to them. And that's kind of a hurdle, because you have this dream that maybe validated or maybe true, but then you also have the reality of like how you get there. And so that's kind of, been a piece that's, I wouldn't say been very fun, but a little challenging to kind of keep that balance and understand which path to keep going down.
Are there any opportunities you see that aren't being chased right now, but are big opportunities for landlords and property managers?
I think some of them are being chased. I think the biggest thing that's probably landlord property managers, are wasting opportunity on is that they don't want to empower the residents as much as they should. So I think is empowering the residents to do a lot of the things that the landlord property managers are doing, and I think there's a lot of opportunity in that, whether it's, allowing them to book and schedule the maintenance themselves, allowing them to do certain things so that they have a good experience, where, most people that are, younger, that's the large piece of the rental population, they're used to like doing things themselves through their mobile app and like getting things done on their time. And so anytime as a landlord property manager that you're like putting them on your time, like that's giving them a bad experience. And so I think that's kind of an area just to like think through the entire process and kind of think through how are those residents used to doing other things, and everything's on demand. And I think that's one. I think another area that I've just heard from a lot of people is the application process. Like it's kind of standard, or there's like an application process all over the place, but people still have to pay application fees like everywhere and like provide mm-hmm. different information. There's not like a universal, kind of application for the renter, which you think there would be by now, but there's just too many systems, and that just becomes a bad experience and limits a lot of landlord property managers from getting good residents in, because like they either have a slow process, or the fee might be $10 too high, or they just don't want to fill out all the information again, and they just go with somebody who doesn't collect any information. So I think that's an area.
I'm going to give a shameless plug here for our friends at FinRet, who are working on exactly what you just talked about. They're working on a universal application, make it more seamless for tenants, and then allow those tenants to apply to more places.
Yeah.
Which ideally will help property managers fill units faster with better quality tenants, right? That's the whole idea.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a tough nut to crack, though, the universal application thing, because everyone does it kind of differently.
Yeah.
You need to figure out how to do it where you're still making that application income. But a big part of what it sounds like you're saying is by empowering the resident, you're creating a better experience. In turn, your company gets better reviews. And ideally, in turn, that means you grow faster, right?
Yeah, I think you'd not only grow faster, but you also free up hours of your core employees to focus on what their main job is. And that usually is, you know, marketing, keeping the units up to the standard you want them to be, and then reviewing leases and getting people in and everything else, whether it's collecting packages or distributing packages to, you know, there's technology now that's I met a guy who's got a company that's doing that for the multifamily, where they have like a, you know, drop off for all the packages, because like their employees were spending too many hours like meeting UPS guys and then bringing the packages in and putting them in a room, letting residents into the room to like get those packages and sort through them. And like, that's, those hours add up over the year of like when they should be reviewing leases or doing some marketing outreach. So it's like all those things that you can give the resident a better experience that they want to do anyways, makes them happier and also saves time for your core employees to focus on the things that grow the business and like help the bottom line.
I think there's an analogy here too, to the way property managers work with, the property owner, their customers. Yeah. I was talking to a property manager yesterday who was looking at Latchell services and saying, you know, can this help me, you know, streamline my maintenance process? And in talking about the big problems his business had, he goes, well, the operation on maintenance, is a huge opportunity. That's why I'm looking at Latchell, but it's not our biggest problem. Yeah. Our biggest problem is actually just educating the landlords we work with on how property management works. Because if we can do a good job showing them how property management works and empowering them and creating structure for them to work well with us, then we're going to have amazing retention. And we're rarely going to have service issues serving those property owners well.
Yeah.
And it's really similar with the resident. If you can empower the resident, create that structure for the resident, set that expectation, and have that resident seamlessly move in, you're also going to have the ideal relationship. Even if they move out, they're going to be moving out on great terms. The whole flow is exactly what they expected, just like you do with that owner.
Yeah, I agree. And I guess to ask you a question, this is something, and you may know this, or the property managers you talk with or people listening might be able to chime in. One thing we've gotten feedback on, you know, is that they, as property managers, you know, they want to, give the owners of the properties more oversight, make them feel more comfortable that they're doing a good job. And so they've kind of asked, you know, an easy way for them to share the move-in, move-out inspections, specifically the move-in inspections, like what the report looks like, to share that with the owners of the properties, because that just kind of shows them that like, hey, we're doing a really good job of documenting your property. You can see over every year how it, because some people don't see their properties for years, right? And they don't know what they, if they're being maintained properly. And so this is kind of a way that they can say, hey, we're using this tool. You can see every time we do a turn, you can see the images, you can see what it's looking like. And that's kind of a way for them to like bring them into the process. They're not involved. They just kind of get an update like, oh, this is how, like, we just did a turn and like, this is what the move-in looks like and look how great your property. And so that's something we're thinking about. But yeah, it'd be great to hear from more property managers if that's something they'd find useful and want to involve their owners in.
Well, let's call all our listeners to arms right now. Email Marco, give him your feedback. Your email again, it's marco@getrentcheck.com.
Yep. MARCO.
MARCO@getrentcheck.com. Email Marco, give him your feedback, set up a time to chat.
We'd love it.
I just have a couple more questions for you, Marco.
Yeah.
What is your pricing model on GetRentCheck?
Yeah. So right now we're, you know, your first couple of properties are free to try out. So that's kind of for the smaller landlords or, you know, those that are just coming to try it out on a couple of properties. And then after that, it's a dollar a unit a month is what we're charging. And we're still, you know, we're still, as we added more functionality, we're still trying to see if that's the right price point or if another, another price point makes more sense to, depending on the tiers of properties you have, we may adjust that depending on the total units you have and kind of how often they're turning over. So that's kind of something we're getting feedback on as we move through the different segments of the market.
Awesome. Well, you figure, you know, if the ultimate cost on a year lease ends up being $12,
yeah,
and you're saving half an hour, even if it's only half an hour of time in that interim, you've already made that back. If you save yourself on one or two maintenance requests, you've 100% made that back. And if you're getting that positive experience for the rent, for the renter, you're making it back 20-fold. So that sounds like great value.
Yeah, exactly.
And is there a way for people to get signed up?
Yeah, they can just go to getrentcheck.com. And they can, if you're a landlord property manager, you can send us a request or you can just download, you know, follow the website, download the app, Rent Check app in the app store. And you can just, you can sign up, self-serving sign up, you know, try it out on a property, a couple properties. And if you like the experience, then we can get you, get all your portfolio set up on the platform. So.
Beautiful. We'll head over to getrentcheck.com. GetRentCheck.com.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Marco, thanks so much for joining us and everyone listening. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to get in touch with Marco at marco@getrentcheck.com. We'll also include your contact point and your website in the description for this, Marco. So if you're not making it to the end of this video, you can still get in touch with him. And if you're interested in learning more about Latchell's service, of course, go to latchell.com. Click the book a demo button. Marco for now doesn't take care of your unit turns, but Latchell will. That's the stuff that's our bread and butter.
They do a good job of it.
And we do a great job of it, yes. Next week, tune in. We'll be talking with Blaze Case over at RentBridge. Make sure to follow the Crowdcast. And if you're listening on iTunes, make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for joining, Marco.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Have a good one. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks everyone for tuning in. Subscribe to the podcast to stay up to date. Hit that subscribe button. Give us some love. Maybe give us a 5-star review too if you like what you're hearing. And I have an ask for you. I'd like you to go to latchell.com and click the book a demo button to schedule time to talk with us. We want to hear about your business, how you've been, how you're growing, how maintenance is going at your company. Maybe we can work together, maybe not, but you won't know unless you talk to us. So go to latchell.com, click the book a demo button. I'm looking forward to talking to you. I know the rest of our team here is. So go do that as soon as you can. Thanks everyone. See you back next week.